All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's... Well, it's not that. It's Grimm's Adult Games Corner, and we are back with Lust Epidemic. So, let's go ahead and get started. What you see before me is the thing I was looking for. The empty container. Now we can go get the rice. West Tower. I'm not even using the walkthrough right now because I know where to go. Container of rice. And then we go into the storage room, which isn't there. Easiest way to get to it is to the third floor. It's weird that they don't have a fast travel on the second floor. That's not the storage. That's not the storage. Not the storage. That ain't it. So if it's not this room, then it should be. Nope. That ain't it either. That's the security room. Maybe it's up top anyway. Probably was up top. That's it. Storage room. Okay. No, that's not the... Get that, though. Oh, yeah. Storage room. Alright. Oh! Alright. Oh, okay, it has the rice in it.
It worked!
We got a makeshift dynamite. Nitroglycerin, rice, and an empty container. I wonder if that would actually work. Don't try this at home, kids. Cat, what are you doing? Oh, Bradley, I thought I saw Father Parker at the window and I've come to investigate. If he is injured, we should help him. Listen, Cat, there's something definitely wrong with him. He looked decayed last time I saw him. Where did you see him? In the woods, he attacked Tillman. The bad man? Yeah, he was trying to save Violet. How strange! And then he just disappeared. I do not like Father Parker, but if what I saw was him, I want to make an attempt to help him if he is injured. You're a kind person, Cat, but I don't think he wants help. Oh, making sure we're recording. You should go back into the building. Where are you going? I'm gonna help Buddy find the path to the north. I want to help you. Okay, Cat, but as soon as we help Buddy, we need to get you back inside. Thank you, Bradley. Come on, Bradley, you walk too slow. There's no hurry, Cat. Why is she going this way? It's like she almost knows what's over here. How do we get through here? Follow me, Cat. Now where? Follow me. Buddy, I have the dynamite. Sister Catherine, what are you doing out here? You should be back inside. I saw Father Parker and followed him this way. Really? Where did you see him? I saw him enter the woods, but I've lost him. I'll keep an eye out. Everyone stand back. Thanks, Brad. You two should go back now. Sure thing, buddy. Good luck finding a cell signal. And Tillman. Right. Come on, Cat. Let's go back. Alright, so I got the bowl of candy already. Let's see. Wait! The old church rubble is near here. Maybe Father Parker is there. I'm not so sure I want to find him, Cat. Come on, Bradley. Aren't you curious? Oh, jeez. Wait up, Cat. Whoa, what is this place? It's the remains of the old church, reduced to rubble now. I don't see Father Parker. We should go now. Wait, Bradley. No need to be hasty. Why do you care about Father Parker? He treated you badly, remember? I know, Brad. But let's stay here a moment. My head is clear when I'm outside. You don't like it in the building?
It's not that. I just feel different when I'm in the building.
Listen, Cat. Father Parker was putting something in the ventilation system. That's why you feel different now that you're not in the building.
Let's stay out here in the sun, Bradley, just for a little while longer.
Okay, Catherine. I don't trust her now. This patch of stones looks strange. Whoa, a staircase!
Bradley, what did you do?
I took a swing at this loose rock and revealed an open area. How interesting. It must be a portion of the church that has survived the years. I'm going to check it out.
Wait, Brad. Maybe we should go back now.
Just one more moment. I think this might be where Parker spent the night with Violet last night. There could be clues down there.
Oh, it's not so bad down here. It has held up well over the years.
How old is this place?
Several hundred years, if I remember correctly.
Bradley, can I ask you a question?
Sure, Cat. Do you want me to leave with you?
Catherine, I don't want you to leave the life you know just for me.
What kind of life do I have?
You help people.
Do I need to be here to help people? You have proven to me that anyone can be a good person. I don't need the church.
I can't let you do that for me, Cat. You see good in me because you don't want to see the bad side. I'm not as good of a person as you say I am.
You saved those poor girls, something I never did.
You would have if you knew.
You also saved all of us from the bad men.
Yeah, I guess I do good things sometimes.
That makes you a good person, Bradley. Do you want to leave with me? What kind of life will we live?
I don't know, Bradley, but I want to find out.
Catherine, you're a nun. It's the life you know. It wouldn't be as simple as you might think.
I am of clear mind, Brad.
I know, Cat.
Would a nun do this?
Catherine, what are you doing?
This time it's my decision.
Oh yes, Cat, you're making me throb.
I want you, Bradley. I want to offer my body to you. I want to be yours.
Lay back, Bradley. I want to engulf your manhood with my pussy.
Oh yes, Bradley. Fill me with your cock.
Oh God, Cat, your pussy is amazing.
He says that to all the girls, doesn't he?
Fuck me, Bradley. Defile my pure body.
Holy shit, Cat. You are so tight right now.
What was that crazy noise?
Sounded like a chopper.
Get to the chopper.
That's it. I am filled with sinful lust.
Wow, Cat. I didn't know you had it in you. I am yours, Bradley. I devote myself to you.
I'm coming! Oh God, I'm coming too! I feel it. Your cum is inside of my body. Where else would it have gone? Wow, Cat, that was incredible. You have all my cum in you. I can take more, Bradley. I want you to fill me until I can't take another drop. Oh, fuck, you're getting in so deep. I need it, Bradley. I need your cum deep inside my body. I want to overflow with all your seed. Yes, Cat, I want to take you. I am yours. My womb is yours to fill. Pound that cock, Cat. I'm gonna shoot another load right up in that womb of yours. I am a woman of lust, Bradley. Yes, Cat, you are mine. Lord, forgive me. My devotion is to you, Bradley. I'm going to come in you, Cat. Push it in me deep. Yes, Bradley, deliver your seed to my womb. I am coming again. I can feel it. You filled me, Bradley. We did it, Bradley. I devote myself to you.
So you will leave with me?
Yes, Bradley. I want to be with you always. I told Violet and Elizabeth they could stay with me, too. Is there not enough room? Ah, it's okay, Cat. We'll work it out. Will we share our lust with them as well? Of course, hell yeah, but I need to run this by Valerie. Oh, that is right. You live with Valerie. It's only temporary. I do not want to be a burden on your situation. Nonsense, Cat. I should talk to Valerie. Let's go back now, Bradley. Don't get lost in the woods. Up, up, down, down, left. Holy shit, a scorpion stung me. This place might be littered with them. If I can't see them, I'm not stepping one foot in there. Oh, there's a plaque on the wall. Records of the Chosen, son of Constance Stone, 1739, son of Theodora Ford, 1821, son of Gwendolyn Hewitt, 1876, and son of Elliot Parker, 1940. The Chosen is Elliot Parker, the priest's mom.
Okay.
No.
Hi, Brad. Do you want me to help with something?
What is it, Amber?
I was thinking about making lunch. What do you need me to do?
Well, I want to make something for Amanda, too.
Huh? Did she ask you to?
No, I mean, I just want to do something nice for her.
Ha ha ha, that's not like you at all. Hey, shut up. Can't a woman do something nice for someone? I thought you hated her.
I do. But maybe if I'm nice to her, she'll be nice to me. You want to get in her panties again, don't you?
Well, if you must know, yes, I want to fuck her again.
Okay, Amber, I'll help you out.
So, what does she like?
I don't know, actually.
Well, great. A lot of help you are.
I can figure it out. Just give me a moment. If you come up with anything, let me know.
What is it?
What are you doing?
I'm taking a nap. I'm exhausted.
Simon, what does your mom like to eat?
I don't know.
Think about it, Simon. What does she eat when you're at home?
I remember my dad always told me she loved to eat poon, but I never found out what a poon was.
Oh God, Simon, that's pussy. Your mom is a pussy muncher.
Whoa, really?
Tell me, Simon, what is her favorite food?
Oh, I know. She loves to eat blackberry pie.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere. Thanks, Simon.
Okay.
Weird, we're going to be making a pie. Oh, well, I did it another way, but we're there.
Oh, hi.
Yeah, Amber. She told me she likes... excuse me. Simon told me she loves blackberry pie. Well, shit. I don't think there are any fruits left. Do you know how to make a pie crust?
I do, but we might be out of luck on this one. I saw that we have flour and butter, but we'll need sugar and blackberries. I might be able to find those items. Let me look for them.
Thank you, Brad.
Where's the blackberries?
Don't I have them already?
Yeah, I do.
Hello.
Did you find what we need to make the pie? I found some blackberries in the woods. What luck! We still need some sugar. See if you can find some.
Hello.
I found some candy. Would it work for the sugar? I'm sure it'll be fine. Great job, Brad. This will work perfectly. After I'm done cooking, will you go tell Amanda I made it for her? You're so weird, Amber, but yes, I would tell her that you're in love with her. Bradley, just tell her I baked a pie. Sure thing, Amber.
Hi, ladies. Valerie, I don't know what to say. I'm sorry, Amanda. I let things get out of hand. I need a moment to process this.
You told her?
Yes, Brad. She knows now.
She looks shocked.
I don't doubt she is, but the school will need her now more than ever.
She'll be president?
That's what I would want. That's what I think is best. I'll talk to her. I can't believe I put her in this situation. I never wanted this.
I know, Val. I'll smooth things over. I'm a problem solver. Thank you, Brad.
Okay.
Bradley, did you know? She told me this morning. I'm shocked. Are you mad? I don't know what I'm thinking right now. I never suspected a thing. Why would she keep that from me? Why would she keep that from me?
She didn't want anyone to know. What would you have done?
Heh, you know, Bradley, I can't say I wouldn't have done something similar.
Oh yeah? I've done many naughty things in my past, but I never thought Valerie had it in her.
She wants you to be president of the school.
She's leaving? I can't imagine the school without her.
Amanda, I'm sorry I didn't tell you sooner, but I need to tell you now before this is all over. I want you to be the new president of ESU.
No, I refuse.
Amanda, please, ESU is my life. I can't leave it to anyone else but you.
Oh, Valerie, I can't be without you.
Amanda, if you're leaving, then I'm leaving.
What the hell? Give us some privacy, woman. I just wanted to... Oh shit, that didn't go well. Amanda, I don't know what to say. Let's bring this conversation to the bedroom. I hate to interrupt, but Amber baked you a pie, Miss Bancroft. What? What kind of silly nonsense is that? She's probably upset. Brad, what's going on? Miss Bancroft and Valerie are going to have sex now. What? I'm sorry, Amber, I tried, but things got serious fast. Where are you going? Let's join them. Wait, have you given the dick to Valerie, like, all the way? Yep, I sure have. Oh my god, that's so wrong.
Do I smell pie?
Don't touch our pie, kid, it's not yours.
Can I have one slice?
Don't bother us, Simon. We're gonna go have sex with your mom. No spying on us, kid.
What?
Simon, don't get yourself in trouble again.
This sucks.
What is she doing in here? Amanda, be nice. She baked you a pie. Let's get this party started. Thank you for sharing Valerie with me, Bradley. Oh god, I want to fuck the both of you so hard.
So hard? Yeah, I guess. I thought he was going to say so bad, but I guess he's talking about how hard he wants to fuck them.
What are you doing? Hey, watch it. Oh god, that feels good. Turn over, you slut. You girls sure do look like you're enjoying each other. Oh yes, slobber all over that cock. I want to pound every one of your juicy pussies. Even Valerie's? Oh yeah. Oh Bradley, you're so naughty. Good night. Let's see which one of you girls tastes the best. Are you enjoying the view back there, Brad? Oh, the boy is in heaven. Taste me first, Brad. I'm ready. Oh, God, yes. Valerie, you keep surprising me. Can't a lady enjoy some lovely company? Yes, Brad. Imagining you with your cock buried in Valerie is making me so hot. You taste great, Amber. Now let's see what Miss Bancroft has to offer. Yes, slap it up, Bradley. Oh, fuck. I think he likes you, Amanda. I wouldn't mind a taste of that myself. Come on, Brad. Don't leave me hanging. Wow, Miss Bancroft, you're so wet right now. Bury that face of yours into Valerie's crotch, boy. Yes, ma'am. Oh, Bradley. God, that's so hot. Eat her, boy. Make Valerie trip with anticipation. Wow, Val, you taste the best. Aw, isn't that cute? He likes his brother's wife's pussy the best. Enough with that foreplay, Bradley. Give us that cock of yours. Oh, God, fill me up, Brad. I'm dripping wet for you. Oh, yes, Amber. Nothing better than the pussy that took my virginity. Oh, you naughty boy. Yes, Brad. Harder. Take that, slut. Oh, yes, Brad. Fuck my slutty pussy. You're gonna make me come, Amber. Not so fast, Bradley. My pussy needs filled. Yes, Brad. Shove that giant cock into my tight little hole. Oh, Bradley, you fuck like an animal. Another Nine Inch Nails reference here? Well, it's also a wasp reference. But that's fuck like a beast. Yes, Val. You girls are driving me wild. Brad, fuck me faster! I can't hold out much longer. You better, mister, you've got one more pussy to fill. Oh god, I want to see this so bad. Are you ready, Brad? Do it, Brad, fuck her pussy. I'm ready, Val.
She actually has the wrinkles now. They all do. Oh, fuck, it's so inviting. That's it, baby. Give it to me. Oh, he's fingering the other girls. Oh, okay. Shit, fuck, that's so incredible. Fuck her, boy. Give her what she needs. Do it, baby. Make me come. Oh, I can't take it. Bradley, you're amazing. You're sending me over the edge. I can't hold on much longer. I'm gonna come, Val. Use my ass, baby. Fill me up. I'm coming inside you, Val. I want a taste of cum. Let the boy unload in her. I feel it. Unload it all, Brad. Move aside, Brad. Let us clean her up. Don't eat it all. Save some for me. My God. He's turned these women into nymphomaniacs. Oh, my. Sex-crazed psychos. You girls were hungry. Amanda and Valerie, if you're hungry, I made you a pie? How'd you pull that off with such limited resources? I'm not in the mood. It's Blackberry. Thank you, Amber. You're too kind. Sorry, Amber. Miss Bancroft can be cold sometimes. More like all the time. She's impossible. Give me back my car keys. My pie. What's all this fuss about? Oh no, she's saying, my pie! Andy took my car keys. No, I didn't, stupid. They probably slipped out of your pocket. Did you eat my pie, you fat idiot? I'm sorry, lady. I can't help myself. Bad, Simon! I'm sure it was lovely, Amber. This is just perfect. I hate everything. Good work, dummy. You're such a screw-up. Leave me alone! Valerie, is it true? Did you tell Brad? She told me everything. It's over, Andy. You won't be working with Tillman anymore. The serum operation is finished. What's gonna happen to us? I don't know. I didn't want to do it, Valerie. Tillman made me do it. Come on now, it's not that bad. I mean, what Tillman did was bad, but giving away a sex serum to students, it could be worse. Tillman's gonna tell everyone what we did. There's nothing we can do about it now. I'm sorry, Andy. I'm gonna kill Tillman. If he's dead, he can't talk. Don't do anything crazy, you'll just make it worse. You can't tell me what to do. That's my phone. New voicemail. I got a voicemail. I must have had a signal. Brad, where are you? Are you with Valerie? What are you two doing? Call me back now. What an asshole. But I can't call my brother back without a signal. Maybe if I can get higher up, I can find a signal. I found car keys. It's locked. Found a black light bulb.
Treasure Hunter Magazine. Who is Sophia Vesper? A glimpse into the private life of the wealthiest treasure hunter. I wonder if that's going to have something to do with the next game. Treasures of Nadia. It might. You're seeing better renders, right? Because the next game has really good renders. Unlike this one. Oh, we're on part 10.
Hello there.
Can't find my car keys anywhere. You must have dropped them, Simon.
Hello, Bradley.
Bradley, I almost had a signal again. Me too. I came up here to see if it would be higher, if it would help to be higher. You had a signal? Yeah, for a moment, I got a voicemail from my brother. He was upset that we were not home. Of course he was. I'm gonna move out, Val, and I want you to come with me. Sister Catherine seems to think she's gonna live with you too. How big is your place, Bradley? I also invited Elizabeth and Violet. Do you have a mansion, Brad? We can all share one bed. You naughty boy. I'll make it happen. First things first, Brad, we need to get out of here. Okay, buddy. Now I know why. Okay, I know why the next game is called Treasures of Nadia, because you're gonna have to have a treasure of fucking gold and riches before you can buy a place big enough for all them women. Just letting you know now, mate. The signal must be coming from Cape Vedra, but it's so far away. I need to get higher. That sounds dangerous, Brad. Are you gonna go up on the roof? If I can find a way, it might help. Be careful, Brad. Okay. I have a signal. I better call the police right now. Well, maybe I'll call my brother first just to let him know we're okay. Hello? Huh? Did I call his work? Is Mr. Fay there? He's in the shower, and who may I ask is calling? This is Brad. You sound like a hot young stud, Brad. Maybe you can come join us. What? What are you doing? What do you think I'm doing, silly? Who is this? You're fucking my brother? Oh, shit! That bastard, he's cheating on Val! Oh no, the signal is dropping, I gotta focus. Police department, what's your emergency? It should actually be 911, what's your emergency? I'm stuck at St. Dame University along with several other people and we need rescued. Oh yes, we suspected there could be people trapped there, but we've been busy with other rescues. We dispatched a rescue boat that is picking up stranded individuals. Is everyone there mobile? What do you mean? We can walk, but the terrain isn't easy. The pickup zone is 5 miles to the north along the river's edge. Can you make it that far? Yeah, I think so. There's also someone here trying to kill us. Shit! At least I reached someone. But we'll all need to travel to the north. That isn't going to be easy. A gunshot! Buddy, he must have found Tillman! Bradley, there you are. Did you get a signal? Val, I did. I called the police, but then I heard a gunshot. What? The cops aren't coming. We need to go to them. What do you mean? Let's all meet in the kitchen and I'll explain everything. Yes, Brad. Where's Violet? I thought she was already down here. What's going on? Why are we all here? I got a cell signal and managed to get hold of the police, and they told me we need to meet them 5 miles to the north. That's not far. The terrain is rough. Can everyone make it? Can they not come closer?
I lost the cell signal before I could ask any questions, but the river's current is probably still too strong. We can make it. We'll just go slowly and be extra cautious. We can't leave yet. Buddy is out there with Tillman, and I heard a gunshot not long ago. A gunshot? From Buddy? Yes, where's Violet?
Warning. All security restrictions disabled.
Ah! Another power outage? It's Tillman! He's right. Tillman knows how to power this place down. Even the security system? Can Mendel get out? I don't know. If the security system is down, then maybe so. What are we gonna do? Stay in the kitchen. Everyone. We can't, madam. We're sitting ducks. I'll talk to him. I can reason with him. I don't think so, Val. He's out for blood now. We have to stop him. I've shot him before. I can do it again, and this time I won't aim for his shoulder. Oh, Bradley. I'm going with him. Me too. Simon, you won't be of any help. Stay down here. No, Mom, not this time. I'm not going to let anyone hurt you. Let's finish this. Please find Violet. We will. Be careful, Brad. Please be careful, baby. Come on, guys. Let's go. Alright. Okay, guys, remember, I'm the one with the gun, so don't do anything stupid that would get you shot. I just need a clear shot, and I'll take him out. Yeah, I got it. Let's go. Come on, guys, we can do this. Brad, you fucker! Tillman, stop! You're all gonna die! Run! We have to draw him away from the kitchen. What do we do? There's a way to the east tower from here. Let's go there and draw Tillman into the basement. Alright. Okay, let's go draw Tillman to us. This way, Tillman, come and get us. Go downstairs and hide. You can't hide, fucker. He would have been dead by now. Violet, there you are. Father told me the bad man is coming. Simon, Andy, go hide in the next room and make some noise. When Tillman turns the corner, I'll shoot him. Good idea, Brad. The door is still locked. Quick, Violet, go into the bedroom. Okay, Brad. Brad, what are you hiding? Tillman, shit! Did you put the girl in there? No one is there except Mendel. Unlock the door, Brad. No! Do it or I'll blast your head off. Oh, motherfucker! Oh no, there's no ammo! You're lost, Brad. Now unlock the damn door. You're not getting to her, Tillman. Big mistake, Brad. Ah! Wow. What the hell? Stop it, Simon. Let go. Fuck you, Tillman. Damn, Simon, how are you so strong? You did it, Simon. You used your retard strength. Yeah, I did it. Wait a minute. What happened? Simon, you got the gun. I ran out of ammo. Simon here saved the day. Can't believe I covered for you, coach. You betrayed the school, and for what? Come on now, Simon. Don't shoot me. You were always my favorite. You're gonna kill my mom. Fuck you.
Wait! Don't shoot him! Huh? I've done a lot of bad things in my life. I've been bullied since I was a kid. I don't want to be like them. I don't want to be the bad guy. You're going to jail, Tillman. Your days of corrupting innocent people are over. Let's lock him up with Mendel and let the serum take its course on the two of them. None of you are any different than me, and I'm bringing everyone down with me. I'm bringing everything down with me. You can bet on that. You're done, Tillman. I too know what it's like to be bullied, and you know what? None of us are like you, Tillman. We're not murderers. We're the good guys. Whoops! You son of a bitch! Wow! What the hell, Simon? Oh, shit! What was that noise? I found a toothbrush under my bed. I didn't mean to! It slipped out of my hand! Well, now what the hell do we do? Oh, fuck, what did I do? Calm down, Simon, it was an accident. God, that's so gross! Buddy! Buddy is still out there, we don't know what happened to him! Do you think Tillman killed him? I'm gonna find out! What? Okay. Simon and I found a room. I think it's a processing facility for separating serum from the water. Yeah, I know. I saw it earlier. It looked like security shutdown was messing with the computer. Shit, Violet is trapped and I destroyed one of the security chips. Maybe Buddy has the chips from Mendel's door. I'd offer to help, but I can't hack the security system. This place must have cost Parker a lot of money. Let's just hope Buddy's okay. Oh God, I can't stay here with that bloody mess. Okay, that's the grossest thing I've ever seen. We need to destroy this. Why? What's wrong? Tillman has a tanker truck full of serum waiting at the North Bridge. The supply here in that tanker truck is all that's left of the serum. Unless you make more, right? No, I can't make it from scratch. What? I need existing serum to seed more serum growth. If we can destroy this machine in the tanker truck, we can end it all. We can end serum forever? As far as I know, yes.
This could come in handy.
Chamber key A. This key looks like the one I found on the third floor. It must be using the same lock as the other. Perhaps it can be used to turn off the serum machine. I hide away this note in hopes to warn others. Lord Demelius is no savior. He will never leave this world as long as the chain continues. Although his worldly body will expire, a new vessel will lie in wait. You must break the chain by... The note suddenly stops. I wonder what the hell it's talking about. Whoops. Hold on. Alright. So now we just... I'll get you out as soon as I can. Maybe I need to talk to him again. What is it? If we can destroy this machine in the tanker truck, we could end it all. Okay. Brad, the machine just got louder. Come take a look. What'd you do? I'm not sure, really. I must have turned it up. The flow rate, it's higher. This'll work. Turning the flow rate up is gonna run the serum dry. Oh, shit. It's all concentrated in the kitchen. That's where the girls are. Fuck, I need to help them. Oh, wait. Brad, you've done enough. I'll save the girls this time. And your dreams, creep. I'm going to save them. Can I just save them a little? No, stay here and keep an eye on the machine. You want the supply to empty out, right? So make sure it happens. God damn it, you're no fun.
Okay.
We'll watch this scene and then I'm done for this week. Oh shit, I'm too late. Go deep, man, please, stretch me open. Oh god, I love your tight little cunt squeezing my fingers. I need my pussy violated now and fuck me hard. Oh my god, my pussy is so hungry for cum. They've lost it. If you want my husband's brother, you need to earn him. Eat that pussy, sister. Oh god, Catherine, I want to put things in your ass so bad, it's so juicy. Lap up my pussy juice. Feel that toy penetrate your ass, Sister Catherine. Learn to love it like a slut. Oh, I'm coming! Come for me, girl. You're doing me next. My pussy needs some attention. Yes, ma'am. I'm coming. Bradley, there you are. Quickly, put your cock in my pussy. We don't have time. You gotta hurry up. Hell yeah. His leg? I mean, you can do that, but wow. Miss Bancroft, we got Tillman. He's not gonna hurt anyone. Good boy, Bradley. Brad is our savior. Take me, Brad. I am your sex trophy. Don't worry, girls. There's plenty of me for everyone. Feel me, Bradley. Feel my tight hole. Take my cock, Miss Bancroft. You're making me come. Brad, come quick. I want you to fill Cat's asshole with your cock. Good lord. Oh, yes, Cat. Your ass cheeks feel great smacking against my hips. Good job, baby. You're getting so deep inside her. Yes, Bradley. Show Valerie how deep you can get in my bottom. Oh, God. This toy was in your ass, Sister Catherine. Oh, yeah, Val. I love it. You've got Cat's ass toy in your pussy. Do you like that, baby? Do you like seeing my pussy filled with such a nasty toy? Oh yes, fuck Valerie with that toy. I love it, I'm going to come, me too! Sister Catherine, can I play with Brad too? Yes, my child, I'll help you to play with him. Come on, girl, I'm going to play with Amanda. I love your taste, Amanda. Keep eating it, you slut. Now, don't you two look like fun? Oh yes, it feels so good to rub my pussy against you, Amanda. And I love how the inside of your asshole feels on my finger. I want to be your sex slave, madam. That's right, Amanda, you are my toy. I am your toy, Amanda. Amanda, use me like a slave. Quiet, bitch, put your mouth back on my pussy. Oh god, I'm going to come. I'm going to cover your back and all my pussy cum. Cover me, madam. Cover your sex slave. Good gravy. Elizabeth has such a nice pussy. Oh, Brad, be gentle with her. Your kindness towards her shows even while she eats your pussy. She's enjoying my taste. So furious is her lapping tongue. I want to be with you, Kat. I want to take care of the girls with you and enjoy them together. Oh, yes, Bradley, I want to enjoy them with you. We're safe now. The bad man is gone. Nothing will stop us now. Oh, yes, Elizabeth, your face feels so good on my pussy. You're going to make me come. She's coming too, Kat. I can feel her clenching my cock. Bradley, baby, it's Valerie's turn now. Yes, Val. No, Bradley, your cock is made for my pussy. Val, it's a serum. The machine is dumping the entire load into the kitchen. Lucky us. God, this stuff is so amazing. My mind is a slave to my body, and I love it. This stuff, it's the source of my desire. It's controlling me. I know this is wrong, but I'm helpless to fight it. I need to be punished for what I've done. Punish her, Bradley. Oh, Val, I want to give you my load. I owe it to you, baby. I give you my body to do with as you wish. Impregnate her, Brad. Show us how much you love Valerie. Bradley, no! You're lost in desire, lady. You must fight it. No, I won't fight anymore. Oh, Val. Pump her womb full of cum, Brad. No, Brad, you mustn't. I need to see it. Give her a baby. No, fight it. Fuck! I can't do it. I can't take advantage of this. I have to rise above it. But my balls are so full and ready to offload inside Val's belly. Pump it, babe. Pump it in, baby. It's okay. I can't fight it. It's coming out now. No! Come! It's mine! Save some for me! That sound! The serum machine shut down! Oh my god, baby, you almost came in me! It stopped, the desire is going away! Yes, I feel it fading. It stopped, the machine stopped! Ah, it's the creepy kid! Shit, Andy, what the hell? Meet me upstairs. Wow, looks like I missed quite a party. Bad boy! We did it, Val. We stopped Tillman and shut down the serum machine. What happened? I overloaded the system. All the serum from the machine is gone now. Then it's over? No more fun? Oh, thank God. And Tillman? Where is he? Actually, Simon shot him. Right in the face. It was gross. Simon killed a man? Probably not the way you think. Where's the security guard? That's the problem. We don't know. Simon went looking for him. And Violet is trapped in the basement and I can't unlock her door. What? What are we going to do? Buddy should have the security chip needed to unlock her door. We just need to hope he's out there to be found. Tillman would have shot him. I know it. Let's hope for the best. We need to rescue her so we can all leave together. Yeah, what the fuck? Get away from me. What the hell is he yelling about? Help! Help! What's wrong? A zombie! There's a zombie upstairs! It's Parker! What the hell? A zombie? Parker's body is decaying. I don't think he's human. I think there's a monster possessing a human body. What the hell are you talking about? He's a demon! He's something not human, for sure. What are we going to do? I've seen him before. He always ends up going away. I'll handle him. This all sounds bizarre. Surely he's just injured. Maybe we should help him. What if he's a Dame Woods demon? What will he do to us? Don't worry, Kat. He's protecting Violet. He wants her baby. How do you know? Just trust me, I know. I want to talk to him. Everyone stay here. Okay. Most important part of the plot. And, of course, I'm going to have to end it here. But we're on part 10. And there's only... Let's see, how far did we get into part 10? I don't know how long part 10 is. Quite long. Well, no, it's not. There's some more scenes, though, guys. Even though that massive scene we just saw felt like the end, you know, like when you watch a porno, usually they have this big scene at the end. It felt like the ending scene there, but it's not over yet, guys. There's still a lot more to go with this. So there's still more scenes, and there's still more game left. We're almost to the end of it.
But we're still not at the end of it. It'll probably be at least another 2-3 videos, and I'll be at the end of it. It's just gonna take a while. It depends on how much time I can play this. But alright guys, so I've given you 2 more videos of Lust Epidemic, and hopefully we'll wrap it up this month. That's the goal, to wrap it up and get into Treasures of Nadia, because I'm very curious to that one, but we have to get the story of this one. And of course they're saying, oh well, the story's not that important. To me it is, especially since I've gotten so wrapped up into this. I'm actually curious about everything that happens here. So, at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and I'll see you guys next time on Grimm's Adult Games Corner with more Lust Epidemic. Stay tuned.